Realest podcast in the fucking world, man. It's still going for y'all, man. The show goes on, goddammit. All right? All right. Let's get those people in that call them.
I'm
guys.
Not fucking leaving. The show goes on. This is my
home. We'll throw that number on the screen.
They're going to need a fucking wrecking ball to take me out of here.
We'll throw that number on the screen for them. 505-605-9740.
I already see the numbers that I called out. I see you guys, so I'm putting you guys back in.
While y'all ninjas are waiting, unplug FedEx on Twitter. Okay. That's my Twitter. But yeah, let's go ahead and get the and guys, we're getting the cameras back up. Bear with us here. Black screen, aka Black Friday.
Black Friday, Black Fresh.
Black Fresh. DMs on demand is back out.
That's the code.
But yeah, 505-605-9740. Can we throw that number up in screen for them real quick?
It's a little tricky, but
oh, let me see. We'll have it.
There you go.
There it is. There it is, guys.
At the bottom, yeah, it's at the bottom.
505-605-9740. Call into the show, ninjas. Go ahead.
We got him on the line, Mo?
He was just kind of coming. Okay. 0269, you're up. 0269, you're up.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Yo,
what's up, man?
Hey, man. I don't know if you guys remember, but about 3 years ago, you guys had Mr. Organic on, and I left a super chat saying that I found my wife, and we did get married. And I remember what you said. Good look, nigga. Get a prenup. So I'm going through a divorce right now.
Damn. Wow. Would you do that prenup?
No, but she didn't want nothing. I didn't lose nothing. We white ties. I didn't lose nothing, no assets. She didn't get nothing. I didn't take nothing. But I'm dealing with depression. I've been with the girl for 10 years, and my days are not going well. I gave up $150,000 a year job to try to make the relationship work, and I'm going through it emotionally. How do you break that depression cycle? I got a new job. It does pay six figures, but you know, once in a while, I'll just be sitting around, and I just hit that wall of emotion. Like, damn, this shit sucks.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Do you go to the gym?
Oh, I frequent it. I frequent it, and the problem with the gym is it's one of those places that I would talk to her for hours while I'm working out. So it's
Hold on. Stop right there. Stop right there. There we go.
Yeah.
We identified the problem. If you're talking to someone on the phone while you're at the gym, then you clearly don't go hard enough, bro. So you need to go harder in the gym, okay, and actually set a goal. Maybe, you know, you want to jump in a fitness competition. Maybe you want to run a half marathon, whatever it may be. You need to set yourself some kind of goal and a deadline for that goal so that it'll keep you motivated and keep you accountable to see that through. Because, bro, I'll tell you this right now. There is no way that you're training hard in the gym while being on the phone with some bitch, man. There's no fucking way. No offense, didn't mean to call your ex-wife, but you get the idea.
Nah. And you know the craziest thing, Myron, man, you know, a lot of the times we say chicks is ain't shit, but this was a good one. I fucked this up. I was a workaholic 24-7 trying to get a promotion, and basically I'm the one pushed her away. It was my fault, and I'm taking that emotional hit, man. So
I don't think so, bro. If she didn't want to stick by you as you were trying to grow, then, that's her L, man, not yours. The problem is that you're putting the brunt of the issue here on yourself. Bro, if you were chasing a career and you were chasing making more money to give her a better life and she couldn't see that and she couldn't accept it, then, hey, it is what it is, man. That's an L on her part. You could find a woman that will actually appreciate that shit.
Yeah, I started on the railroad 10 years ago, and I worked my way up to a role that we call train master. And I was making $140,000, man, and I wanted my marriage, so I gave it up and got another job out here on the East Coast, so I'm trying to work through it. It's just, like I said, the depression. But if I could, I want to ask you another question, guys.
Yeah, man. You got to, number one, I would say, you got to set yourself a goal. Try to make it a physical goal in the gym because it'll keep you more focused. And then the thing is with the gym, the beauty of the gym is that your whole life revolves around that. You're going to have to eat properly. You're going to have to hydrate properly. You're going to have to make sure you take care of yourself, get enough sleep, et cetera. And you're going to feel better from a health perspective. So sign up for something, bro. I don't care if it's a fucking bodybuilding competition. I don't care if it's a half marathon, whatever it may be. Put something, okay? Give yourself some kind of physical goal with a deadline that you have to get in shape for. That's going to help you really take your mind off of her. All right? And then what was the second question? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I played basketball in college, so I just recently got back into that. And that's
okay.
kind of been my outlet, but yeah. So I own a home here where I live at, and I'm at a crossroads. I got a little bit of debt. I think I've incurred maybe about $50,000 in debt. And my home is actually worth double what I got it for. I got it for $74,000, and right now I got about $78,000 in equity. My mortgage is only $436 a month. And the location in the last 5 years has completely revitalized. It's like it went from the hood to the suburbs. Would you guys sell, take your equity, pay off your debt, and start over, or keep the location, do a cash-out refi, pay off some of it, and live it a little bit?
It depends.
All right, well, hold on. This $50K that you owe is credit card debt?
I'm thinking my head. Yeah, most of it, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you need to get rid of that, bro, because that interest rate is probably high as fuck. Like, what's your monthly payment on credit cards right now?
Oh, two of my cards are Amexes. The one that's hurting me is my Amex Platinum. See, when I was in Cali, I had the money to pay for everything. It wasn't a problem. But now that I'm back over here and I gave up the job, I put my foot in my mouth. So now I'm in a situation where I need to make a decision.
How do you have a Platinum? Like, they're letting you pay it off? Like, a Platinum is a charge card, bro. You're supposed to pay that off
the same month.
Some people qualify for pay over time, and I was one of those 800 scores that got it.
Okay. Yeah, and how much do you owe on that Amex right now?
10 band. My payment that I own is like 46, and my gold card's like 22. So I'm going to pay that off, but I was thinking, go ahead, I'm sorry.
You make six figures, right?
Yeah, I do now. My new job starts in January. I've been without a job for like the last 2 months because
okay, so you just got a job.
You just got it, yeah.
Well, you can pay it off in no time, bro. I mean,
Yeah. What I'm thinking is I sell the property, take that equity, pay off my debt, stack a little bit, buy a new one. Or I could cash out refi, pay off the ones that are hurt my pockets immediately, and just keep living in it. But I don't, I'm just kind of at a crossroads, like, which one is better? Because that fucking 7-8% interest on a new mortgage is going to
That's what I was going to tell you. This is what you got to do, bro. You got to take a ledger. You got to run the numbers. You got to do the hypothetical of if you do a cash out refi and pay off your credit cards, how much your monthly payment is going to be on the new refi on the house. Or just continuing to pay the credit card. And whatever is cheaper is the better route. But
I wouldn't sell.
I wouldn't sell either. But just off face value, it's probably gonna be better to do the cash out refi and pay the credit card debt.
Yeah.
But goddamn, bro, like I really have a big rule on like not doing cash out refis or HELOCs on fucking to pay off personal debt, man. But those credit cards are gonna kill you, dude. They're absolutely gonna kill you. And they have the right to increase the interest rate at any time. So yes. Right now, the one of the worst times to do a cash-out refinance. But in your case, you know, if you take $30K to $50K and you pay that credit card off, and then you don't take the whole 78, you take as little as possible just to pay off your debt. But, yeah, man, like, that's a bad spot. But I would say selling the house probably isn't the move either. So
okay.
But I would calculate, bro. Do the math. Like, do the numbers. Figure out what's going to be a cheaper monthly payment for you, whether it's paying off your credit card debt or the house, or the monthly payment that you're going to have on the house with the new interest rate, it's probably going to be lower for you to pay the higher interest rate with the cash out refi, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah,
because $50K debt would cost
I was definitely leaning toward that. I just want to say, man, I've been a subscriber since 20,000 subscribers with you guys. You guys absolutely give incredible value. And I just want to say thank you guys for what you do. Keep it up, man. A lot of young guys need to hear this. And to the young man that was, I think he was in Detroit, I worked for the railroad, bro. You live up there in the Union Pacific, BNSF, and Canadian National. Go on their websites and look for a title called Freight Conductor. You can make $70,000 to $100,000 a year easy. Don't play around and go get this money, man. You got kids to feed, bro. Guys, thank you for your time, man. And
I hope you're still watching. Yeah, no worries, man. And best of luck, bro. Don't let this breakup fuck you up, man.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
You still,
Dude, she did you a favor, bro.
Yeah, she did you a favor. Like, she didn't want to be there when you're building up, so fuck it. She doesn't deserve you when you're built up, man. So yeah, just a little bit of a snag, but you can get yourself out of this, bro. You got a high-paying job. You got a home with a bunch of equity. You're in a better place than 99% of guys, bro.
Yeah.
So the thing is that you can get yourself out of this situation. It's not a problem. You're fine. You really are fine. It's not that bad.
Fellas, one more question. I'm going to squeeze it in real quick. Her parents are still very much so friendly to me. They want me to my mom is dead. I don't have any family. Would you recommend still being friends with the parents still consider me their son? Would you keep that relationship open or kind of sever ties?
Unless it's going to give you financial opportunities, bro, I'll cut it.
It's like you're rehashing old wounds consistently.
Yeah.
And she might pop into the house when you're there. It's going to cause problems,
it could reinvigorate pain, bro.
Yeah.
So I would say unless, like, there's network opportunities there and shit like that where they're hooking you up with a job or something like that that might benefit you financially, which I'm willing to bet it's probably not because it seems like you're pretty damn self-sufficient, I would say stay away from it, bro, just because it might reopen old wounds and you're already sensitive to the situation.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, thank you, man. If you guys ever do another subscriber meetup event, man, I'll make sure I pay that break to get in and meet y'all, man.
No worries, man.
We will.
Hey, bro. Like, yeah, we definitely will. But hey, man. Like I said before, we just want to add value and help you guys with what's going on. But bro, you're in a good place, man. Like you're good, bro. Don't worry about it.
But focus on your credit for now, bro, and getting yourself back in order because being debt free is the best thing you can be, honestly, bro. And look,
absolutely.
Did you a favor, bro? She left you. It might not have been a good feeling, but at least now you're free, single to think about what you want to do and. You got a good job now, man. So
and then the other thing too, bro, is another thing you can do if your credit score is good. One last option for you is you could do a balance transfer as well, where it'll let you.
I'm considering it.
Yeah, that's something else you could do is you could open up a new credit card because a lot of credit cards allow balance transfers, especially these credit cards that give you that 18-month APR. But I don't know if 18 months is enough time for you to pay $50K off. So it might be better to just pay it off and get this shit done with.
Oh yeah, I think about 18 months would do it, especially if I don't do anything and I keep this $436 a month mortgage. I think I could do wonders with that, but it's just like, damn, I want to get this money off of me now.
Yeah, yeah, so, no, I understand. If you want to get it off,
that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so that's another option as well as the balance transfer with a credit, one of these 0-18 month APR cards.
Yeah, thank you guys. Hey, fellas, man, y'all stay up and listen to these guys, man. They know what they're doing. Y'all good luck.
All right, brother. You take it easy, man. All right, who's up next?
Thanks, man.
And first of all, 5619, I'm waiting on you in the phone line. So I'm waiting on you. You paid, so I'm waiting on you. But other than that, 1790, you're up. 1790, you're up.
Grr, pow, yo.
This is hood, ain't it?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Yo.
Hey, question. So I watched all your videos with Steve and Roger, and I was able to buy my first rental property. So shout out to you guys.
Nice.
Thank you. By watching all the videos, let me know if I got this in order. Number one, get the rental property. Number two, get your LLC/EIN number. Three, get a bank account for that LLC. Get a tenant. Five, get a business credit card to pay off any
damage. Wait, what was that last one you said?
Property.
What was that one you said before credit card?
What was four?
What was four?
Four is to get a tenant.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you want to get the tenant before even all that shit, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
step one.
Cool. So,
yeah, then you said the tenant needs to be there step one before you want it to be cash flow, my friend. That's step one.
gotcha. Let me rechange that real quick. And I have three more. Five, which is get a business credit card to pay off any repairs from the property. Six, get a CPA. Seven, use that credit card statement to pay off, taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a credit card per property. I would have like one main LLC that I have. I would have one main LLC, right, that holds all my real estate property, and I have a credit card on that. And then I use that credit card on all the properties for fixes. But if you want to have a credit card per property, that's fine too. It's just that's going to be really annoying to track.
Okay, cool. All right. Besides that, that's pretty much what I have for today. Thank you, guys.
All right, my friend.
Cool.
See you.
Also, whoever's 9099, make sure you hurry up in the phone line. I'm waiting on you too. So 9099, waiting on you. And 6874, I'm also waiting on you too. 7716, you're up, though. 7716, you are up.
You guys can hear me?
Yo,
there we go.
Can you guys hear me?
Yo.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first, I want to say it's an honor to speak to you guys. Before I discovered the red pill, and I can tell you that my credit score has improved. I bought a property. I'm out of my mom's house, and women don't give me much trouble anymore. But I do have an issue that I want your opinion on, and if you can help me, I greatly appreciate it. So my girlfriend and I have been together for 2 years. And it's funny that you had a religious conversation beforehand, but this is not a religious question, but religion has to go with this. We were both virgins when we met for religious reasons, but 6 months in, we gave in. We started having sex like jackrabbits, and then due to some circumstances, we ended up moving in together. It was actually an emergency, but she just moved in and stayed here, okay? I'll make this quick. So this past week, she came home from church and said, "I love you, but we can't have sex anymore until we are officially married." And she suggested moving back in with her parents, not to break up, but just to stop having sex. So my question is, have I messed up? Have I lost frame or genuine burning desire? I felt hypocritical about having sex and thought we should stop until we're married. And I agreed with her. Well, I haven't done that. But my question isn't proposing now because she told me to, setting a bad precedent going forward? I know the risks, and I don't mind getting married to her. Low body count marriages do tend to last. But proposing like this because she threatened to withhold sex is a bad idea. Isn't that negotiating with terrorists? So, of course, I'm going to ask how you guys would handle it. But if you want to know why I happen to have one-itis and don't mind risking half my crap, she's quite nice. She's fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive. She's red-pilled. She's a trad-con. And she watches Pearl, Brett Cooper, Candace Owens, and she genuinely wants to adhere to the Bible. So I'll turn it over to you guys and get your thoughts.
Man, what's up with these Bible questions, man? So obviously speaking, bro, she wants to follow God, and that involves her not having sex. But again, you start off on the wrong foot if you're going to go by Bible standards. Actually, a part of my first marriage was me trying to follow the book because I didn't want to live with a woman and not be married to her myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't the right thing to do because I wasn't in the right place at that time. But for you, you want to have this girl as your wife, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been 2 years and she's passed just about every vetting test, you know.
So if that's the case, bro, you have a choice to make here. Either you follow God's word and you wait with her, or you don't and you choose somebody else. But ultimately, if that was your purpose from the beginning, to follow God's word and stay true to his word, then sex would even be on the table for you because that's going to be sinful. So again, your moral judgment and for your religious beliefs, that's up to you what you want to do. But obviously speaking, in the frames of, like, I want to say secular world, obviously she's kind of giving you an ultimatum. So if you want to partake in those things and still have sex, then probably you can her.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. It really isn't about the sex. It's about, as I said, I've always I try to adhere to don't negotiate with terrorists, and I just feel like it puts a bad taste in my mouth, you know, going forward with this now. And the mistake I made is I didn't initiate the cutoff of sex first, or we should have got married sooner, but there's a different reason why I didn't do that. I had to get myself in order first. I've now gotten, you know, a house and got my career intact and all that fun stuff. But
so the thing is, you took her virginity,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did.
So you're her only lover, right?
Yep.
So technically speaking, like, she's a virgin for you. So if you want to marry her, then, I mean, you know what you got to do. But if you don't, then...
I just need to just say screw it and do it then.
Because
all the odds, I would guess the odds are in my favor.
The problem is, if you go about it, like, in a secular way, is that what you want, or do you want to follow the Bible? It's just how you want to run it.
Well, all it is,
you know what
is
mean?
The fear... It's a lot of it is the fears of Western marriage as well.
That too. I mean, look, bro, like, honestly speaking, like, get married by the church. Don't involve the state if you're going to do it. I mean, is she cool with that or no?
We, sh- I think she knows about all of that. I don't want to, as I said, I don't like presenting like the red, oh, this is the red pill to you. You know what I mean? I don't think that stuff is necessary, but I would want to have, I think we need to have that serious conversation, and I think we could probably get this done then.
Yeah. Again, you're the leader, bro. If you wanted to make it work, she gave you a, she gave you an ultimatum, basically, but it's in line
which
with the Bible. So, I mean,
that it does.
Because that's what you should have been doing for the first place anyway, if you're going to follow the Bible. So she didn't really make a statement that's like wrong because you were supposed to do it from the very beginning anyway.
She just followed
the Bible more than you are as leader, which is crazy, by the way.
And that's just why I think about frame so much. And I'm just pissed at myself because of that.
Yeah, she held frame and you did, my friend.
Yeah, well, she's actually, well, theologically, she's holding the correct frame, and that just kind of, that's, I guess I'll just have to hold that L. That sucks.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I'm in good position, so I think I'm going to be fine. But hearing that from you, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys taking the time.
Cool. We got you, bro.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
I think she's organizing the sex, but
what?
I don't know.
What was
that?
Yeah,
I think she's weaponizing the sex, bro. I wouldn't marry her.
That's what sucks. I don't like the fact that you that just puts such a bad taste in my mouth. If this didn't happen, I think we'd actually be getting married soon.
That's the truth, bro. She's leveraging sex against you for compliance, and that's not good. That if she's gonna do this early on, what stops her from doing that shit once you guys actually get married?
That's you can see that's my problem. If she had never said that, never mind. I don't want to think too hard about this thing, but on a balance of probabilities, I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
I'm
taking religion out of this shit. I'm looking at it from an objective standpoint. She literally is leveraging sex against you for compliance, and she wants ultimate compliance, which is marriage. What's going to stop her from saying, oh, you're not getting no nookie tonight once you marry her? I don't give a fuck who she watches, bro. She can watch all these tradcons. These tradcon women, bro, they're a lot of the times they always reserve the right to revert back to stupid feminist tactics whenever they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
She's literally doing it right now. Oh, marry me. And then you marry her. And then she can always say, oh, I'm not feeling it tonight, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would marry your ass if I were you.
Now, I try to have an abundance mindset, but on a balance of probabilities, am I going to take another
mindset? This is the absolute opposite of an abundance mindset.
No. I try. This is the whole virgin thing makes me not have an abundance mindset. You know, it was.
Yeah, you're operating on a scarcity mindset on a whole other level right now.
Agreed. No, I agree with you there. Well, and there's no taking back frame or I'm doing this, but not because you threatened to stop having sex. I don't appreciate being threatened. That's my problem.
Well, she did it successfully, and you were about to bite on it like a pussy.
That's what I was expecting to hear. Well, I greatly appreciate hearing that truth. Well, I got
Don't let women bully you with their sexuality, bro. Don't let that shit happen.
Point. And I don't know how I gain that ground back. Or is it just you don't?
You gain it by telling her, no, I'm not marrying you. And you leave her, and you go get another girl. That's how you do it. The only way you get it is by walking away and letting her know that she has no power over you.
That is true.
Watch her come fucking running.
And watch her come running. Oh, well, okay, I'm going to...
What's
I got
so funny?
I'm thinking of some prayer to do. Damn.
Rumble rant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Just tell her, all right, cool, and break up with her and watch her come running back to you, bro.
Thanks so much for the time. All right. You guys have a great night.
All right, man. Peace.
Yeah.
What's so funny? Mo in the back fucking
the
dying.
Rant.
What's Rumble Rant?
He said, the Rumble Rant said, forge your signature on the prenup. Save the struggle.
I missed that part of the conversation.
Down the Mongo.
Yeah, but that caller, man, I mean, bro, that shit's wild, dog. Started wrong, you want to end right. That's not how it works.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe, again, it's not the best Bible advice or whatever, according to the Christianity. But I think just from what she's doing, it's like, I need you to marry me. It's like, she's trying to bully him, man. And she's using sex to do it.
Because he's asking for actually advice about what you do in the church, but following worldly advice. So he asks one thing, but following worldly advice. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. Up to him.
Yeah, I mean, my issue is that he could follow the religious advice, but that religious advice won't save him when she decides, oh, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm
leaving.
Definitely
told him, marry by the church, not by the state, if you're going to do it. But
yeah. But that bitch wants a whole wedding and shit, probably. She wants to
stay
involved.
But again, that's the ultimatum. She has to make a choice.
Yeah.
So she's telling him, hey, it's over.
It's L. What else?
Cool.
We got...
What?
9099 Europe.
Okay.
9099 Europe.
Yo.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you, man. What's your question? Hit us.
Oh, shit. This is real. Oh, so that I really wish I met you guys earlier in life. I would have made some different choices. But, like, really quick, Myron.
Yes.
Oh, so, like, you said that you didn't know who Annie Ellen was. I really think you guys should reach out to this guy because he literally got slandered, like, with articles saying that he would, like, everyone that works for him must have a six-pack. Always, like, they're not going to work for him. So I think that's something you would like.
Who?
And what? I have a legal question.
Okay, I don't know who you said before, but that's fine. What's your legal question? I'm not a lawyer, though. So
Andy Elliott. Andy Elliott. I was the super chat that said Andy Elliott.
Okay. I have no idea who that is, but... go ahead.
It's fine. But so I did school in the U.S. I came there, like, on vacation, but then I just ended up going to school for, like, 4 years. Mm-hmm. I had, like, no social, nothing. Do you think I still come back to the country since I entered as a minor?
So you came here on an F1 visa?
No, I came here on a vacation.
On a no visa.
Oh, you came on a no you came on a B1 B2 problem. You came on a B1 B2 as a kid?
No. I just
came on vacation. I stayed.
Like I was like 14. I just came for vacation, but I got enrolled in high school.
How did you enter the country though? Is what I'm asking you. Did you come from a country that's a visa waiver country?
Well, I'm not sure.
What country are you from?
Jamaica?
St. Martin.
Oh. So.
Bumba!
Okay, but hold on. Isn't St. Martin a British territory?
No, it's a Dutch territory.
It's a Dutch. So you have a Dutch passport?
Yeah.
Netherlands passport.
So if I'm not mistaken, okay, so that is a. That's a visa waiver country. I mean, bro, you could probably, well, how long have you been here for now at this point?
I'm back in Holland right now, but I went 4 years of high school there.
Okay, so, all right, so are you already back in Europe then?
Yeah, because I couldn't do shit. I couldn't even get a gym membership.
Yeah. So you're in the United States. You overstayed your visa waiver. And then you Nikki came on vacation, decided to stay, and then you went back to Europe. Now you're there now, and you're asking if you'll be able to come back to the United States?
Yeah, like, is my name, like, on record there that I overstayed?
Well, it depends. This is what I would do, bro. I would talk with an immigration attorney, figure out what your options are, But yeah, that's you won't really know until you try to come to the United States again. And then you'll know when customs pulls you to the side and tells you got to go back or some shit.
Yo.
So you won't know until you come back.
That nigga's a illegal alien. I'm staying, nigga.
I don't look like one, though. Like, I fit it in the
whole dog. You're an island boy for real.
I didn't look at it at all. But,
yeah, he overstayed his visa.
I love the show. I really wish I got to see y'all earlier in life. I would have made some different choices.
Yo,
and,
yo, do a consultation with immigration attorney. Tell him what you did, when you came in, when you left, etc. And then go from there.
Yo, the chat said,
but you could try coming back. Yo. But just I'll tell you this, nigga. They'll probably if they know, they might just send you back.
Yeah, nigga said America's full. Please don't come back.
What the fuck? The press is killing me, bro.
Don't come back, nigga.
It's an ETA, yeah. Electronic Travel Authorization.
Yeah,
bro,
he
I'm
doesn't
from
need,
Miami.
He doesn't
I'm,
need,
I'm
yeah, he
Miami.
Doesn't need.
I, school,
I'm just trying to say, like, nigga, why'd you
like
overstay when you could have left and came back? What the fuck, man?
No, because
y'all niggas never from Miami.
Zero,
no,
look,
y'all
look,
from these first world countries. Shut up for 2 seconds. Shut the fuck up and listen for 2 seconds. Shut up for 2 seconds, bro. Y'all niggas that are from these first world countries. Yo, you guys do realize you're on a visa waiver. You don't need a visa to come to the United States. Like, come, stay for your 30, 60, 90 days, then leave and come back. What's wrong with y'all, bro?
Your color. When you
look,
buy your
had,
drink.
Look, I had zero education. I thought you could just go somewhere and live. Like, you go to the government.
Because they set the password, they tell you you got to leave at this time. Stop capping.
No,
I know that for a fact. When you come in here, the SCBP officer is stamping your fucking passport, telling your dumb ass you got to leave on this day, nigga. Stop lying, bro.
Your caller.
Come on, man.
When you drink your drinks, you put ice in it? Look, you're screwed, dog. Bro,
oh,
get this nigga, bro. Get this nigga ice.
He gone. He ain't in here.
Yeah,
he ain't here.
I know.
Bro, come on, man. You can't sit here and say, oh, I didn't know. Nigga, when you come, the customs officer, I know this for a fact, that nigga stamps your passport and tells you you have this much time.
Yo.
And that shit's on your passport.
No,
you have 30 days, 60 days.
No.
But matter
bro,
of fact, look at your passport.
Yo,
hold on. Stop the show. Go back and grab your passport right now. Tell me what it says.
No, I don't know what that shit is right now, bro.
No, oh, okay, now you don't know.
And
what
I got a new one.
Okay.
And I got a new one.
Yo, well, I got a new one now.
But,
okay.
But like,
what's your,
all that guy said was just, like, he asked me a couple of questions. I think I raised some red flags, so I have to wait in the room for, like, hours before they check some shit. And that's it. He didn't really tell me, look, you got to leave on this date. I just thought, like, oh, shit, I could probably, like, live here now. I had zero education, any...
Yo, I would say to be safe... So you don't come back here and end up in a fucking immigration jail cell, man. Talk to an immigration attorney. Do a consultation with an immigration attorney. Tell them exactly when you came in, exactly when you left. Give all the details and ask if you would still be able to come in and see what they say. I will do a consult, man.
All right, yeah.
But yeah, don't come back here until you're like 100% sure, bro. Because I don't want the niggas. You come back in here.
Yo, your caller. What's your full name?
That chill,
Marco
man.
William.
Yo,
no, no,
chill.
No, no,
shut the fuck up, man. Don't say that else. Yeah, man. But yeah, bro. I don't want you to come back here. They just put you in a jail cell and then put you on a plane back, and you can't come back for like 10 years or some shit.
Like I said, I want to stay.
Yeah.
Fuck the law. I'm gonna stay here. Yo, you funny, bro. Guantanamo Bay.
They got one up there. Goddamn.
Oh,
man. Yo. Goddamn, man. All right. Cool.
Caribbean.
All right,
you
know. That,
oh, my God. Big
man.
Team.
This is the guy, man.
I see three things.
All right, man. Oh, man. Jeff's having a field day with that one.
Yeah.
All right. Are we at almost 5K likes here? We got 4K likes. We need 5K likes, man. Bro, we're giving y'all the long one, man.
4.3.
Bro, Fresh could be at the club right now, but he's here with y'all niggas, man.
Big facts, man.
Come on, man.
I'm just hungry.
Oh, okay.
Can we order food?
Yeah, we can.
Is Chipotle open? No, it's closed.
Ah,
no, it's 11.
It's 11 right now. It's closed.
It's already 11,
oh, damn. 20. Damn. Actually, Chipotle would have been good by now.
Yeah.
No, we'll go to Panorama Spot.
Oh.
Yeah. Angie, can you order from them niggas?
Myron, don't you have somewhere to go?
I got nowhere to go. What are you talking about?
That nigga, bro.
Shit.
Come on, man.
Well, I told them that we're live.
You
want to
go?
Stream. I mean, I already told them. I was like, bro, we're live and shit like that.
And the title.
All right. Let's...
And the title.
But he didn't ask, though.
He did it on stream.
No, I told...
Did he ask you?
I told him, I was like, bro, I'm not going to confirm right now because we got our stream.
Oh, so he left them in limbo.
I didn't leave him in limbo. I was like, bro, we're doing our shit.
And then he assumed I'm just going to put you in the title. I said, yeah, he's coming. Okay. Sounds like Nico. Sounds like him. He's gonna force you to come.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm not confirming. I gotta do our shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's right down the road.
We got no more callers? Three more. You good? You can make it in time.
All right. Let's go ahead. Let's get the people in.
8674. You donated twice. I got you. You finally here. Yeah, you almost put in your wrong number too. You put the wrong number in super chat, but you here. 8674. Talk to us.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's Man Dark from Dexter.
Oh, hey, I just want to call you guys, say thank you. I just know about you guys early 2023 in January. So, I know about Tate first around December. Then, I guess during this short clip, I heard about you guys and started listening to you guys and. Especially the Money Monday.
What's your question?
So I just want to say, call and just say thank you for everything. And yes, learning from you guys. And I was able to bring my credit up from 520 to 677.
Jeez,
and in the last 4 months, in 4 to 5 months, yeah.
Congratulations.
So divorced, single dad, but taking care of 4 kids, working 3 jobs, so building myself up again.
All right. No, that's great, man. Congratulations, and that's
keep
what's
going,
up,
bro.
Man.
You got this.
Nick, what's so
yeah.
funny? What's so funny? The last caller?
Don't look at me.
Fresh you hell, bro.
Fresh is hilarious, bro.
Yeah, because at first I thought like everything was over, so I heard about you guys, and you guys were able to show me the light again, so I just want to call same thing.
What the fuck is so funny, nigga?
Bro, Fresh fucked up, bro.
Hey, man.
Fresh, you fucked
hey,
up,
bro.
Man.
Yo, Fresh. Hey, I'm glad that your credit score is up, man, and that you're doing well.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Where are you from, bro?
Minnesota, but
Minnesota?
My parents have just moved to Florida. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they just bought land in Florida, so they go stay and retire there.
All right. No, hey, man, Florida's a good place to be. There's a reason why a lot of people retire and come here.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, get your credit score to at least a 680, 700, though, bro. That's what you want, all right? That's what
yeah.
you want, because that's going to put you in the best position to get loans and get favorable credit terms, get good credit
yeah.
cards.
I just got divorced like 2 years ago, so I lost half of my crap. Yeah, but then start over again. Yeah,
okay.
50-50, you know, state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're entitled.
Get married again, bro.
Yeah.
No,
of course, okay. Yes. I already have 4 kids, so I'll take care of them while working, so.
Yeah. All right. Work to get yourself to at least 680 to 730 minimum, bro. That'll put you in a good position. And then from there, man, just keep grinding.
You got this, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. Just kind of stay
all
cool.
Right, man.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right, bro. Peace.
Next, we got 3256. You're up. He said he has a disagreement. He donated twice, too, on Rumble Rant and Streamlabs.
Shout out
so.
To him, man, for donating.
All right.
Facts. So,
what
3256.
What is his gripe? Let's see.
3256. You're up.
Go ahead, hater.
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we got you.
All right. I'm not a hater. I actually agree with, like, 90% of the stuff you guys say. I just wanted to call in to say, I think a lot of the stuff you guys talk about, like when it comes to women and all this is, it's hard to disagree with it, but my thing is like, don't you think the whole, I don't know, like it was more of the dating thing, I guess. It was like, how do you go about like, okay, let's say you're trying to. Because I do think the nuclear family is, like, the best thing. But I think that how would you go about it if you wanted to have kids and stuff, future, so you don't fuck up the kids? Because I do think if a dad's a good masculine, like, role model and stuff, he doesn't have to be there that often because my dad was always, like, working and stuff. And he set a really good example for me. But I don't know, if you wanted exercise options and you were still married, like, I just wanted to hear what you guys had to say on that.
Well, you're asking two different questions. One, you're saying, how do you exercise options? The other one is, how do you not have your kids deal with the bullshit of the United States? I would say, I'll say, bro, homeschooling and or like moving somewhere else.
Yeah.
It is a clown world here. I ain't gonna lie.
No. I meant more like if you wanted to, let's say you got married and you wanted to exercise options, how would you go about it without like messing up like
the don't live with your girl. Don't live with your girl. And I know people say, bro, that's weird. No, it's not. Get her a house, and then you have your own spot close by.
And you visit.
And then
you gotta have your money on
point to do that, though. Like, what was that?
You said you're gonna have to have your money on point to do that, though.
Mhm. So is that something that you would still? So if you had kids and stuff, and you wanted to exercise options, is that something that you would like want to let them know, or is that like? Like, obviously, you'd have your own place, and it's like, you wouldn't do it in front of them, but, you know, at some point, they'd get older.
Yeah, but, bro, if you want to have other women, then you have to have your own place, period. There's no way around that. If you want to, if you actually want to have other women, you can't be bringing them to the marital home. What the fuck?
Okay, yeah, because I thought that's what you guys were like, you guys would say that would be okay or something, because that would be basically what my disagreement was. Because what you guys do is, like, the red pill thing is like I said, I agree with a lot of it, but I think it's a good solution for a lot of men to, it'd be like one of those things where like the quickest to adapt are the ones that, you know, survive the most or whatever would like be able to procreate and stuff. So I think it's a good, solution, like short term, but long term, if you were to have a family, I was just kind of curious, like how you would go about it, but it sounds like having your own place would basically be, you know, the answer.
That's the only way, bro. You can't
all
be
right,
bringing
well,
random hosts here where your kids and your wife are at. Hell nah.
It's going to end quick.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that makes a lot more sense then.
Who's up next?
All right. You came in just in time, too. 1616 donated twice. He was one of the ones that got locked out.
Okay.
So he's back in. So, 1616, you're up.
Yo, what up, boys?
What up?
Yo, I actually, before I say what I got to say, I actually met you guys in Brickell about, like 2 or 3 months ago. So, like, I messaged you guys heavy. I watched the show. But I just got to know. I see that Myron, he responds to Abba. Abba and Preach, you know, he gives them attention, even though they talk shit. But why, when another individual that goes by the name of HS talks shit, why no response when he's the one who's actually about it and he's down to settle things in a boxing match? Why he doesn't respond to him? And I know you might say he's a clout chaser, but at the same time, I feel that Abba and Priest, they're clout chasers as well. And I like both. I like HS and I like Fresh and Fit. But at the same time, you know, I feel like y'all got to settle it. And you got to respond, but just having. I just want to know why.
We're not even going to entertain your question, bro.
I mean,
get this nigga off the line.
He's common
sense, bro. Get this nigga off the line, bro.
He's common sense, bro. Come on, bro.
Come on, man. I guess IQ is not high in this one.
Bro, it's obvious. But again,
fucking cloud chase, man.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Next,
this nigga try to compare the two as if it's the same. Fuck out of here, man.
Next, 0500, spent $50.
Oh shit.
0500. Yep.
What's up, caller?
What's going on, guys? First, I want to say I love what y'all do. I found y'all about a year ago. I'm in the military. I was going through a rough time in my life. And I'll get on with my question. So I'm 23 years old. I'm in the Army, and I'm trying to build wealth and become successful and make six figures, and if not more, and in my future. I just want to know, like, if you guys were in my shoes, what would you guys do as far as, like, I guess, or saving or investments? Like, how would you guys go about it?
Do you want to invest from now?
Well, currently I am not in the – I don't have the funds to take – I mean, I have the funds to invest, but I was told by someone that's very successful, that's in my environment, that it's best for me to save currently instead of invest, because as you guys know, it's easier to lose $20,000 when you have $100,000 versus losing $20,000 if you have $20,000, you know.
So how much do you have saved up right now in savings?
About $7,000.
Yeah, you definitely need to work harder and save some more money.
Yeah, you don't want to be poor, bro, from your investment.
Yeah. So do you have a skill? Do you have like a business? Do you have a job?
I'm in the military. I'm in the Army. So okay. I'm not allowed to even have a second job, really.
Mm-hmm. But he can apply for a second income source, right, in the military, if he asks for it?
Yeah, you want to definitely apply for outside employment if you're going to, or, you know, outside activities. You don't want to get yourself in trouble, bro.
Because as a guy, especially in these times, the best way to get money for investments is to have a business, bro. Not saying you have to do that always, but it's the fastest way to get money, a big amount of money to invest into real estate or, for example, other assets. You could work your job as well in the military, but is it going to give you enough? Probably not. So I would say learn a skill or get another side business and then use that money to fund your investments, because 7K is not a lot of money. Or you could wait and then save over a period of time, but like, you don't want to waste time, man, because time is precious, and like waiting up among the years to save up is going to get a lot of time. So I'll get a business and use that to your advantage if you can. But you got to play for like, you know, extra income with military.
Would you say do things on the side, like maybe Uber, DoorDash and things like that? Because from what I know, I'm not allowed to have a second job with me being in the Army, from what I was told.
How would he go about that? Because, I mean, he's in the Army. Could he do Uber? Could he do, like, other
stuff? No, he could have outside employment. You just got to make sure that you have the paperwork signed by your chain of command, bro.
Okay.
You can absolutely get another job and make more money, but you're going to make sure you clear with your chain of command. Are you active or reserve?
Active.
Yeah, then it might be a little bit harder to get it cleared, but do it anyway.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, make sure you get that permission. Don't just start doing that shit without permission, bro. They could fuck you up.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was talking to a guy who was very successful, and the advice he gave me, because you guys mentioned mentors a lot, and but you never really mentioned how to go about getting a mentor. So I look around at people that I know that are successful or maybe where I want to be, and I ask around questions. And what he was telling me is like, save, get a second bank account, and have the money automatically go to that bank account. So I don't see it, because it's easy to spend it when I see it. And he was saying save it, and then eventually he was saying, like, open up a money market account. And he said those are pretty good as well for, like, saving and for starting out. Also, I was
Yeah, but you can't,
like,
pull that money out in case of an emergency, and then also the interest is not that high, bro. Like, yo, you got to just have some discipline and not be a nigga and not spend your money like an idiot. Like, you should be able to open your bank account and look at it and not have to be like, oh, I got to spend, like – You have to learn that, bro, because you're always going to be a brokey if you don't learn that skill. You have to learn delayed gratification. You got to learn how to save your money. You don't need to wear the newest designer. You don't need to wear the newest clothes. Like, that's a skill set to just not be able to spend money and have it. Like, you want to be able to have it and have access to it, and not be a moron and spend it.
Okay. I got one more question if you guys could. So you guys talk about, like, women. How do you guys go about sourcing women besides dating apps? This is my last question.
I mean, it's in person, cold approach. There's Instagram. There's even sugar sites. I mean, honestly, bro, like, is everything at your disposal? But if you're in the military, I'm sure you could always are there, like, barracks where there's, like, a bunch of girls or no?
I don't know.
Okay, cool. Maybe not. I'm not military.
There are women in the barracks, but military women are fucking
trash.
Headache, man.
But I mean, if you want to smash, easy smash.
Yeah.
I'm just saying for you, bro, if you want to find a girl that's going to be of some value, I mean,
you got to be a certain area, bro. I'll give you $1,000, bro. You a brokey, nigga. You need to focus on making money.
True.
You need to focus on making more money. Then you focus on that, and then you can talk about bitches after the fact. But you got to save more money, make more money, get your second job Get your second source of employment verified and approved by the chain of command. Make more money, and then you can go ahead and talk about girls after that. But, bro, you got to focus on that first.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it for me. Like I said, I appreciate everything you guys do. I found y'all at a very rough time in my life, and it's been very beneficial. You guys
hey, man.
Are like,
Virginia, bro. And like I said, you'll come out, if you do this right, you're going to come out the military with a lot of money saved, bro. But don't be a nigga, man. You're active duty. Like, save that money, man. You live for free. Don't spend no money on no dumb shit, man. You should literally, if you do this right, you should be able to easily come out of this with $50,000 to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right, man. Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, and you guys enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, man. Thanks, bro. All right. Anything else?
Caught up. That's it. Chat.
Okay.
Cool. Some chats now.
Myron, beginning of
oh,
your no,
we don't already.
Yeah,
oh,
we don't. Okay. Yeah.
Machinist
goes. Started my own two businesses 2 years ago and have been busting my ass. My wife of 15 years cheated with a coworker of hers. Goddamn. I said I want a divorce, but keep having second thoughts. I love what you guys do. Keep it up, bro. You should have been left her,
bro.
Bro, if your wife cheats on you, it's over, man. What are you doing?
Cardinal sin of all, bro.
Bro, what the fuck? Yeah, man. No, man. That's
crazy.
A dub, man. Meet with a family attorney, figure out a way that she can't get destroyed through divorce, and then leave her ass, bro. Once a woman cheats on you, it's a wrap, dude. What are you doing?
She lost love, bro.
Get the fuck out of that relationship.
Lost like a Blackish
Panther. Dudes keep asking y'all to bring intelligent women. What does that even mean?
Thank you.
Where do we find these women? Most college-educated women are literal idiots. If not college, where? Maybe these men should find these women and send them to the show instead.
Thank you, Blackest Panther. You understand what I'm saying.
He's watched enough shows to understand.
Yeah.
Like, the niggas that watch After Hours, and they see it, bro. Like, bro, like, the girls will come in, and some of the girls will have some really impressive accolades and still be morons.
It's crazy, bro.
I'm a PhD.
Okay, did your husband speak to another man? Wait, did your husband give you permission to speak to another man? I permit no one to teach or to have authority over a man. She is to keep silent, Timothy 2:12. Also, God bless Solomon regardless. God does not care about a woman's promiscuity as much.
A man, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, shit, we should have had him on that call to deal with that chick. Bright goes, hey, I'm a college student and have been following you and a couple other RP creators like AMS. FedEx and MJ, get right. A lot of my friends get mad at me for the way I act towards women, and I'm losing friends over it. Advice on that also, no, and 3270. Bro.
They were never your friends, bro.
Yeah, bro.
They were never your friends, bro.
This is why I tell y'all, don't be friends with Blue Pill niggas, man.
Yep.
Fresh Fit needs to put Frank Castle Kill Counter in the studio and on the show. I would love to see it in the background of the show. What do you guys think? I love the show. Keep with the great work. Ooh. Oh, Kill Counter. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We had one before.
Yeah, I can still... We'll work on that. I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
And we just
Cisco. Oh no, sorry. Oh, okay. Fresh, just ready to go. Roll up, LMAO.
Roll out.
Roll up or roll out?
Roll up.
Roll up. Fresh don't smoke though.
You don't.
Roll up what?
He means roll out.
Roll up the windows.
can you guys do a video on grieving on how to keep yourself from going downhill after losing someone you cared about? I lost my little brother and I found you guys and Tate, and you guys helped me understand life. Please make a video to save men from crashing. We've done a couple of videos on that, man. The video we did was a little loaded. We talked about this, like dealing with grief and being sad.
Yeah,
my personal
that was
favorite
tough.
Episode.
Go back and watch that one, man. Please call me. Let me hop on. I got some criticisms for Fresh and Fit also, but me personally for advice. Did we give him a thing?
I haven't seen him.
End in 0735.
You put the whole phone number, bro. I can't even put that up.
Yeah, nigga,
put
his
whole
phone number.
Number, but that number's not in there.
Don't put it up.
LW goes, yo, this is my number.
Oh my god,
this nigga. Oh
my gosh, bro, he's not in the line.
This one's not even. Yeah, it's the same.
He's not
guy.
Even on the line, bro. All
right. And it's easy to find lines here.
You're not even on the thing, bro.
Blog Talk makes it very.
No,
Sneagle's
calling me.
Yeah, we got four more chats.
Yeah.
Just
big works. Myron, last real estate show, you were saying you was going to give us the sauce if you got enough likes, but we never did. Now that we're up on likes, you just tell us what you were going to say. I forgot if it was for finding property managers or getting rid of tenants.
Nah, man, that was for that episode, man.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all didn't get the likes up, man.
One-time chance, brother.
Bro, that was really a one-time joint, man.
You messed up.
Like, bro, that's really annoying because, like, we'll have, like, 5,000 of y'all in here. We'll be like, all right, yo, let's get the likes up, and niggas don't want to like the video. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not going to, like... We're giving you
honestly,
free sauce.
Honestly.
And people don't
anybody,
want to fucking
anybody
like
would
video.
Charge you for that advice, by the way. All you have to do is like a video. I mean, bro, it's nothing.
Yeah, man.
But, man. Withers is cold, says, God damn it.
Don't worry. I'll give y'all another chance to do it. Don't worry.
I know my chat was a lot, but please answer my question. What's in a High Value Academy? Yes, you can buy High Value Academy right now. It's on the...
He's saying it's available.
It should be on the website, too, as well, with the course.
I don't know.
As an upgrade. I can ask Roberto.
WFNF, W Bible, W Cron. Shout out to you, man. Yeah, bro. Like I said, man, I didn't mean it literally like that, man, for all the low IQ people that think I really said, like, I didn't mean it that way.
We're going to drop the High Value Academy on Monday for Cyber Monday.
I respect all religions, man, even though I'm not religious myself.
Yeah, he didn't mean that.
No, I didn't mean it like that, but niggas are low IQ in the chat and don't understand what I meant by that. I meant as in, like, fuck this conversation context that you're trying to frame it under, because... dumb females.
And also, Muslims also read the Bible as well, so he didn't mean
that. Yeah, of course. Yeah, man. You have to respect all the books, bro.
Yeah.
1 Timothy... okay, Fresh, you got this.
Yeah, Timothy.
1 Timothy 2:11. Let a woman learn in silence with all obedience. I do not permit a woman to teach or to usurp authority over a man, but to be silent. He's referring to a caller from earlier.
Yeah.
And then ZY is Squad says...
We had just talked to
him. Got
it. He was the last one.
Oh, wait, last one?
No,
last?
He was the last one. Yeah, I just got him. Yeah. Bro, he's still not on the line, bro.
He's still not on the line. All right, we good.
He's not?
No.
He just donated again.
I love when we give callers a chance to call in and they don't fucking...
You had 5 hours, my friend, to call in.
Have we been on for 5?
Yeah. Almost.
Damn. All right. Giving y'all sauce for 5 hours, man.
All right, Nico, we'll give you what you want.
Yeah, it just hit 5 hours.
Just hit 5?
It just hit 5 in a couple
right.
seconds.
I'll go jump on Sneeko's joint right now.
Sneeko!
I'm going to pull up too, man.
Sneeko!
You going to pull up too, man?
Okay. I need some food real quick, though. All right, guys. This was a W call, man. Obviously, this is very heated moments here, off and on.
There's no heated moments, man.
Oh, no, but we settle everything. It's settled.
It's not. There's no, man. Bro, we've been in worse, way worse situations than this shit, man.
That's true.
True.
Way worse,
true.
Bro.
That's true.
This doesn't even come close, man.
That is true. But listen, man, in honor of Black Friday, code BlackFresh on the link, get the course half off, you get 10 modules plus 10 Zoom calls plus our secrets and tricks and advice and experience how to get money on Instagram for dating and as well for your business. So go check it out, man. Yep. Deals on Demand, one of our flagship products.
BlackFresh, niggas.
BlackFresh.
Is a code.
Huge discount. And we'll see you guys on Monday for Money Monday.
Yes. I think we're gonna have Mark Tilbury on.
Yeah, there you go.
Money Monday, man. Self-made millionaire entrepreneur. That'll be
great.
All from the UK. Yeah, man. And then I'm going to go jump on Sneeko shit right now. So, guys, go ahead and check out Sneeko on Rumble.
Yes.
Rumble.com/Sneeko. Check me out on Twitter, guys. Unplug FedEx. Check out Fresh on CEO Network.
Yes.
Get the course.
Next trip will probably be Mexico or DR.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Cool, man. Fellas. Love y'all, man. Like the video, guys. We'll catch you guys back here on Monday for Money Monday, giving y'all the value. And if you guys want to see the stream continue, I'll be over there with Sneeko. So catch you guys.
Peace.